Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Yeah. Punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Oh,
listening to What's Happening. WMFO in Bedford, 91.5 FM.
To you, no one could reprimand. the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Yes, Go Red for Women. This is WMFO 91.5 FM on your dial, WMFO.org on your web stream. This is What's Happening. We're kicking it off a little bit earlier today. We will have a call-in guest from Jenny Tolman, probably around 5 o'clock-ish. We hope you're having a good day. It's a nice day out there. It's a beautiful day. And we hope you're out there safely enjoying the summer. We just heard Billy Connor's project off their new EP, Song Stranded. And Billy Connor's, in with Adam Sherman, Ray Fernandez, and Michael Quirk. Billy Connor's was with the boys back in the days of Live at the Rat album back in the mid-70s. And the last several years he had Cadillac Hot. Now he's back with the Billy Connor's Project, and he's teamed up with Adam Sherman. You might know him from Private Lightning, a really good guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter. And Ray Fernandez, the drummer from the Atlantics, from the Big City Rock album way back in the 70s. And Michael Quirk from so many bands. It's a lot of stuff with Kenny Highland and all kinds of people. He is out there playing hard. This was produced by David Minahan at Woolly Mammoth Sound in Waltham, Mass. And pick it up. It's great stuff. We're going to keep the local thing going here, and we hope you like it.
Fire!
Time. The time is 4:37 on the digital clock on the WMFO wall. This is what's happening. WMFO Medford, every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. I'm Mike Stewart. You just heard the Ramones cover of the Chambers Brothers song, Time Has Come Today. Before that, you heard La Peste, Lease on Life. And before that, you heard La Peste, Spy Master. It's a great day out there. I hope everybody's enjoying. We're going to continue on with the music. Here we go.
Between with all mankind. the rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
She been gone a million years. without no shoes. In the desert sun with the Pharaoh's blues. She been gone a million years, and I've been crying a million tears. They fall like rain.
At WMFO in Medford. This is What's Happening. I'm Mike Stewart. You just heard Wild Honey Child by the Rockhouse Rebels. They were a band back in the 90s and so, and they had a couple CDs out and departed, but some great stuff from them. At the top of the set, we heard Abby Barrett from her brand new CD, That Shame, with the title cut, That Shame. After that, we heard from Jenny D and the Delinquents. If you don't know who Jenny D and the Delinquents, that's Jenny D and Goria. She's in Down B5. She's in The Dents. She does a lot of different things. And that was one of her tunes from that CD. I forgot the name of the song. And then after that, we heard Flight of Fire. And we heard Rockstar Life. This is their CD they've had out for a short period of time. They've been touring. They got some great videos out, some great gals. We hope you catch them live. Now we're going to continue on with the music.
Did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it?
to try something. And we just have nothing.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, you're listening to What's Happening. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming on the web, WMFO.org. I am Mike.
I am Aaron.
I don't know if your mic is up.
Oh, you know what? Am I okay?
1 second, Beverly.
There we go. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I love this weather.
Yes, it's great weather out there. Why don't you introduce yourself and give us a little background?
Well, my name is Beverly Meyer, and I'm old. but I worked in Boston radio in the early to late 70s, and then I moved to New York. So I worked at WBZ FM, and then I worked, and that was, you know, top 40, and that was when we put computer cards into these
big
computers that were as big as the wall. And then I worked at what was then WCOZ. And I worked there for a couple of years, and we were always locking horns with WBCN at the time, even though we were two completely different stations, I felt.
Yeah.
But we were always, they were seen as the competition. And then I moved to New York, and I worked at a station which I don't know might still be there. It was WPIX FM in New York City. Most miserable time of my life living in New York City. I thought I, you know, when I got there, I made it to the big time, and it was just no. And then I worked in different radio stations after that, out in San Francisco and Berkeley. One was a jazz station. The last actual radio station I worked at was an adult contemporary, Chicken Rock. And then I did a few things, and now I ended up teaching kids.
Oh, you were teaching radio biz, right?
Yeah, I was teaching, but high school kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was really fun. And now I'm mostly retired.
Yeah.
And I teach, I get grants to teach high school age kids, but now I've moved into video, so.
Oh, that's great.
It's a whole different thing, yeah.
Were you doing that out of?
I do it at Cambridge Fringe and Latin High.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were having just a discussion as you came into the studio. I remembered vividly sitting in your living room up in Beacon Hill. It had to be mid-70s, and you were playing me the brand new demo of a band called The Cars.
Right.
So that goes back a little bit.
Yeah, those were, you know, it's really interesting to think back on those days, because I'm not good at dwelling on the past, but when I do think of those days, and that would have been when I was at WCOZ, but when I do think back, allow myself to think back, then we had so much, didn't we have so much fun?
Oh,